It's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
I've brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah?
Well, in that case...
Entertain me!
It's showtime!
Make use of the help that God puts around you.
We are not a glum lot.
A promise is a promise.
It's very simple. Just don't drink and go to meetings.
Give time.
Easy does it. But do it.
Want to have self-esteem? Just do esteemable things.
One day at a time.
We carry the message, not the alcoholic.
Don't quit before the miracle happens!
Hey, with an effective character, sure guy sitting around talking about a personal experience in recovery. Hey, I'm Mike.
I'm Dennis.
James here.
The opinions are our own. We don't represent any particular organization, institution, or fellowship. Today, we'll be sharing our experience about being positive versus being realistic in episode 230 of the Defective Characters podcast. Let's go.
Woohoo!
Oh, this is so special. I want to say, peek behind the curtain, it's Valentine's Day, and you guys didn't have to get me anything.
Good, because I didn't.
Oh. Well, yeah. Is it a woke holiday, Valentine's Day?
I don't think anything's a woke holiday.
What's
Valentine's Day is a corporate holiday, though.
A lot of people are saying that it is one of the rudest holidays that there are, because if you're single and you're ready to mingle, but there's nobody to mingle with, that it's insensitive. All these people talking about that they love someone.
Yeah, well, I think that comment is insensitive. Let people love. Let people celebrate however they want. Don't be so cynical and depressed that, like, just because you're single. I'm single, right? And I have nothing against people celebrating love and being in love. It's a beautiful thing, and I love to see it.
Yeah. What do you think, James?
I wonder if Yoda ever had, like, a wife or a girlfriend.
Me think he didn't.
What? I would think, like, he's like hundreds and hundreds of years old. Like, somewhere in there, he had to have a fling, right?
You think he's got a couple notches on the bedpost?
They could probably go to so many, like, Star Wars movies of Yoda's lifetime if he's 800 years old.
Yeah.
That's, you see, that's
the,
totally
the rise and fall of the Republic, the Empire. The, like...
Is that the next thing? They definitely should do that. Just like how they had Obi-Wan, they should just have Yoda.
I think they're doing a Rey movie next, like 15 years after.
No.
True.
No, I don't like it. Are they going to use the same actress?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I like that a little bit more.
Good. Yeah, I like her. Daisy Ridley.
Yeah. I was watching something recently, and then we'll talk about the last 7 days. But I forget what it's called. Basically, my gripe with it was a show on Netflix that had like 6 episodes. It was a limited series based on a book. And the main character that was supposed to be from New Zealand was an 11-year-old boy. And then the last 2 episodes, so a third of it, they jumped ahead 6 years and they recast it. And I'm like, what? Yeah. But the end... So it's limited series. So the end of essentially, if it's a movie, the end of a movie, and he wasn't allowed to be in it. I would be so mad.
Yeah. Well, did you see House of Dragons, the Game of Thrones spinoff?
No, I didn't.
They did one episode, jumped ahead like decades and recast everyone.
Wow.
First and second episode.
But it wasn't the last episode, right?
No, but still.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a toughie. It's a toughie.
Like, it might have actually been in the middle. It might not have been the first episode. But you, like, get to know everyone, then all of a sudden it's a giant time skip, and you're like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah.
And you're like almost like watching a new show.
New show.
I didn't like it. It wasn't my favorite. Like, the show was good, but I didn't like that. Learning.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's all right. You just got to love everyone.
Yeah, so the last 7 days have been fun. Let me go back in time. I am getting ready for my trip up to see my family. I'm seeing my mother, then I'm seeing my father and stepmother and newborn nephew. Then I'm going to New Hampshire, which is a 4-hour drive away, hanging out in the snow and staying in a house with my brother and his family. And I think it's going to be interesting because I've had a pretty, I guess, up and down the last couple of years anyway, relationship with my brother since he and my mother, their relationship's estranged, that I'm just hoping that we are even able to have one really, really great conversation that we can take away and go, hey, I remember that. Like, that was extra special. And that's all I'm looking for. And if I don't have it, then that's fine. I just know that there's a chance for there to be conversations. Like, there's a lot of topics that cannot be talked about. Because if I bring them up, I know that they'll be bad. So I'm just going to try to stay away from that page. But I spent the last week just preparing, getting everything all packed up and ready to go. And this was a question for the room, because right now I'm on hold while we're recording. I'm on hold with Spirit Airlines because I saw a middle name was wrong on one of the people's plane tickets. Will that matter?
Nope, doesn't matter.
Do you know that?
Yeah, I know that for a fact. I did that I took Allegiant a couple weeks ago. Not weeks ago, a couple months ago. And I spelled, I think it was James Wheely. And my middle name is not Wheely. And I then I looked at my license. And my license, I guess all that matters is the first and last name.
Okay, perfect.
So I wouldn't even worry about it.
Okay, good. Yeah, they got me in like a text messaging queue, but I was like, oh, should I be freaking out about this? That makes me feel better.
I did freak out about it, and then
I would be worried about it too. Yeah.
but no, not going to matter. And you, if try to like get you to pay, don't do it. Hang up.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, that's good advice. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the next week. I think it'll be really cool. So, Dennis?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working on the Minecraft stuff, as always, and the YouTube stuff. I hung out with Jay yesterday. I went on a walk with him and his little baby. So that was nice. And then I ended up having dinner with my sponsor last night. And his sister and brother-in-law were in town, like Karen and Craig. So I went down there and hung out with them for a little bit. And that was really nice. They're very positive, good people. Other than that, not much. I've really been grinding on the Minecraft and YouTube stuff. That's mainly filled up my time.
And now you're recording it, so you can always look back and see what you were doing these days of old.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe when I'm old, I'll go back and watch them. But as you know, I don't usually go back and listen to myself or watch myself. But
your YouTube videos, you are a little more upbeat and enthusiastic. And it's you've improved. You've taken your...
Yeah, Mike.
You've improved.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch the first episodes where I'm mumbling and can't hear me.
You were nervous.
Yeah, very nervous. I'm still nervous when I do it, but I think I am improving, you know?
I think so.
Yeah. What'd you do this week, James?
Are you feeling better, Mike? I know you've had the COVID.
I'm eating my lunch. Can you hear? So.
What are you eating?
It was a Subway sandwich. I just ate a foot long while you were sharing. Is that impressive?
That's
too, yeah, I'm impressed.
Too quick.
So I'm still a little funky, but I'm not contagious after 5 days. I did another, what was that? That was Tuesday. So yeah, so it was 2 days ago. I tested and it came back negative. So I'm in the clear, but I just got my voice back for the first time today. So hopefully it's just an upward swing from here. Yay.
Woohoo.
Yay.
Good. Oh, you go. I'm going to go eat my footlong.
Oh my God.
Okay.
You got to tell us about your week.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have COVID. I just worked 2 back-to-back 12-hour shifts. Before that, I worked the shift. I went to Kevin's funeral with Mike and missed you guys. I'm glad you didn't go, though, Mike, because I didn't want to get COVID. And there wasn't a lot of people there. There was just me, Mike, and Steve, and then maybe about 30 people I did not know. And I don't know why none of our group went, but I was kind of sad about that. But, you know, it didn't matter because I did have a couple friends. And then Mike brought his bikes, and it was at they had his funeral at a park. So it was like picnic style. They brought barbecue and chips and soda, and so everyone ate. And then Jay was there too. Sorry, Jay. He did the eulogy. How could I forget that? And it was very touching. And then Mike and I went on I think it was like a 14-mile bike ride. And it was pretty good. I had a lot of fun. We went fast.
How long does that take? Like an hour and a half, 2 hours?
Yeah, it was about 2.5 hours. Yeah.
Wow.
And then it was funny. We got to the end of the path, and then we looked up, and it said, there was a sign, it said East Side Club. And we walked up, and it was the East Side Clubhouse where they have the fire pit that I had gone to AA meetings. And I was like, get out. That was so funny. I had no idea where I was. Well, I kind of knew where I was. We were right outside the town of Christmas, Orlando. Christmas.
Y'all were all the way out there?
Yes. Yes, we were. Then I'm working tonight, I'm working tomorrow, and I'm working Saturday. I'm working a lot. And I have not been working out because I've been working for money. And I was supposed to go today, but I'm so tired. So I'm just lying in bed doing a podcast, and I'm happy about it. I'm so happy. Happy.
Well, at least that makes one of us.
Shut up, Dennis.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So
being
positive versus being realistic, I think that goes right into kind of what you were saying. So I had a conversation with a coworker of mine. And also I thought back to when I was seeing I don't know the difference. Psychologists can prescribe things psychiatrists cannot. Is that what it is?
Correct.
So I don't know if this guy was one or the other because I didn't need any medication. But when I was seeing one of them, they said that there's so much that I, at the time, this was after my divorce. He said, there's so much that you're accepting. I don't know if you actually are. Are you being positive? Or are you being realistic? And he tried to tell me that me being positive and always looking at the good pile and not the bad and looking at both, that was wrong. And I guess I feel like that is the worst advice you could possibly give a newcomer. And to this day, anytime I look at the bad pile, unfortunately, sometimes how I can feel, like a feeling of like vindication, makes me like looking at that bad pile, and it's not healthy, you know? So I think being realistic is somebody that looks at both piles, but I don't have the liberty of just having one beer. I don't have the ability of just thinking one negative thought, because unfortunately another one will grab on. So I have to force myself just to look at the positive pile of it and go, you know what, does it really matter? Like, should I really care about these things? And kind of letting stuff go. You know, if I didn't do that and say I felt like I was more of a realistic person, I probably wouldn't have booked a house with my brother and decided I was going to hang out with him in the cold, in the elements, because we don't have access to everything like we would if we were, you know, there's like a Walmart that's 20 something minutes away. Outside of that, there's like nothing else. There's the mountain and that. and being realistic with air quotes around it, I don't think it really does me any favors. You know, I can look at the positive pile and know that if something bad happens, it's okay. You know, so that's I guess what I got out of that, and wanted to kind of talk about today what side of it you guys are, and if you think it's bad being realistic. Dennis?
James? Dennis.
Me first, haha. yeah, I mean, I think this is a complicated thing. It's one of those subjects I think that everyone has like an opinion on, but doesn't really understand it, right? So you can see, like, you know, it's like people be like, oh, I'm just being real, or I'm just telling the truth. When 99% they're just being rude or negative or like ignorant, you know, don't even know what they're talking about. It's hard, you know, I naturally tend to look at the negative stuff, and, you know, like using the program and God and stuff, I try to actively keep my mindset on like the positive stuff and gratitude and stuff. And I think it's like, I agree with you, Mike, where, you know, you're, when you're going through something like in a divorce or losing someone or anything that's like really emotionally draining and bad, I think it is important to look on the bright side of life. You know, you have to look at the positive stuff, or else you're just going to drag down into that like dark void of like depression and stuff, where, you know, that's not realistic either. You know, the reality is, I think, is that, you know, the universe is, and things happen within the universe that are not like necessarily good or bad. And things are going to happen in life that like suck. But the reality of it is you can look at it from one perspective and say, oh, why is this happening to me? How can this happen to me? I don't deserve this, blah, blah, and go down that rabbit hole. Or you can like stop, accept that that's happening, but then try to find like those things that are good and going good. Because normally it's not 100% bad or good. And it's just what you choose to focus on, you know? So I don't know. Like, to me, the reality is that I don't know anything, you know? Half the stuff that I thought was like horrible and bad in hindsight was actually a very good thing that happened to me, you know? So like, I was dwelling on how bad it was and how much I didn't like it and whatever, like while it was happening. But the reality was, it was like one of the best things that could happen to me or something. So I think it's all an illusion. It's what we choose to. So you can choose to be, look at it negative, or try really hard to find the positives, and then you feel a little bit better. You can weather the storm better. Yeah. What do you think, James?
I just finished folding all the whites. So I'm either really good or your shares are really short, Dennis.
Okay, I can go longer.
No. I thought this was a good, sorry. It's not that I don't like your share, but Mike is very busy. He's got a lot to do today.
Whatever.
So I thought this was an interesting topic. Well, for one, there was, you said it was a psychiatrist you were talking to, Mike?
Yes, it was. Yep.
Yeah. Basically, you know, he's, I think of it, he might be out of a job if you're always positive, because they kind of feed on all these different negative aspects about people's life. So if you don't have anything to talk about that's negative, they're not going to have a lot of stuff to say. I think it's not the best advice. But I think it's definitely, if someone is coming to you and they're saying that you're being too positive, you know, maybe they have a negative kind of attitude, and they can't, you know, it depends on how healthy you are. Now, I certainly don't go to negative people and tell them that they're being too negative, you know, because negative people do not want to hear that. And I'm not in their face about being positive. I share on here and in meetings that I have a pretty positive day most of the time. And that is my reality. But at work and stuff, like, I just show it. I just show it to a point where if I'm not myself and I'm not being kind and talkative and outgoing, people are going to notice it. And not just one or two people, like, everyone will be like, James, what's wrong? If I'm quiet and like being like, I guess people associate me with being quiet as negative. And I'm like, nothing. I'm just having a moment, you know, because that's what I do. If I'm feeling a little negative or something, I just get kind of quiet. I let these feelings pass. But, you know, I think of if you're in Alaska and it's freezing outside and you don't have the right clothes, you're freezing to death. Realistically, you will die, even if you're saying, like, oh, it's going to be okay. I'm going to be fine. God loves me. He's going to take care of me. God gave you a brain. So you realistically do not warm up. You will die. I don't care how positive you are. So I think, you know, there's certain things. I certainly know that when you were going through your issues a few years ago, Mike, you were devastated. It was hard to stay positive. And you called your friends, you called, you know, people in the rooms, and you wanted to know. You called me, we talked for hours. Like, you went through this, James. What, I mean, how did you deal with it? I said, you know, Mike, it sucked. I was in it. I was not positive. The only glimmer of light I had, that knowing that, you know, things will get better. I'm not feel this way all the time. And they certainly did for you. They got better and things look up. So being realistic is fine. Having different advice is fine. You know, some people say things you might not like. It's okay. You don't have to take people's advice, especially if it doesn't make sense. And positivity is a way of life. If you want to be positive, stay positive. No one can take that away from you, but be smart about it. That's what I got.
Thanks, James. Yeah, it's tough. Sometimes how about this? Is everything that's not positive negative?
No.
No.
There's neutral things. Some things just are.
Is, you know, that like, realistic? Oh, that's very very Freudian of you, Dennis.
Well, I mean, it's just the fact of life. You know, some things are. Some things don't necessarily need to have an emotional response to them either.
You
know?
Sound like Socrates, my buddy Socrates.
Socrates? No, but like you know, we talk about in the rooms a lot, right? It's not the big things that take you out. It's when you break a shoelace, you know. Or as a kid, you heard, like, don't cry over spilt milk, you know. Right. And as we grow up, we realize that, like, sometimes those things happen and they don't elicit an emotional response to it.
Right. You know? You're never fully dressed without a smile.
Sure. I don't know how that applies, but okay.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good to remember that everybody, and especially what you share, James, like, yes, there are those people that don't want to hear anything positive because they don't want to look there, right? Because there's always some sort of a bright spot. Even a couple of years ago, I think we were doing the podcast at that point, maybe not. Like, I bought a house before we started doing the podcast, and that house, before we moved in, everything looked like, oh yeah, everything works, it's all good, the AC, the heat is working. So the inspector said, when in reality the AC and heater have not been working for a very long time. And when I bought it, and we had to put immediately $10,000 into it to get it to put a new one in, I wasn't upset because I said, you know what? Maybe the person that does that job, maybe they were low on money. Maybe they really needed it, you know, or maybe the inspector needed money and he got paid off because he said that everything was working, you know? So, and I don't know, like I was super spiritually well at that point, you know, yeah, there's part in our recovery. And I think it's good to acknowledge that there's sometimes when we're more fit than others mentally in this program, you know?
Absolutely.
And it's now it actually, like, I can feel it where I'm like, okay, something's up. Which principle, what slogan, how can I get out of this? And if you do that often enough and know that feeling, like I never like sitting in it and feeling it. I used to love that. But now I think realistically, I can't allow myself to even lean over a little bit, you know, to the other side. So thanks for a reminder, guys. That's fun. Who has to come up with the topic next week? Is it a James week?
It's James's turn.
Oh, James, you're really in for it now, buddy.
Oh, we had two really good ones back to back. So you gotta come with your A game.
Anything you're thinking?
Yeah, monsters versus demons.
Nice. This is our versus series. Hmm? Yeah, it's a brand new thing. Well. We'll be back next Thursday sharing our experience, strength, and hope with you with episode 231, where the defective character is entirely ready to have all these character defects removed. Remember, realistic schmealistic. Just be happier than Dennis. Yay.